to the old me, scared and unseen. You're the reason I built this dream. Now I speak so others thrive. Turn my scars into sound. I come alive from the ashes of the breakdown. I don't run, I rise, won't back down. This is keep it real, keep it purpose bound. Every word a step, every truth profound. We don't heal in silence, we fight with grace, softness and defiance, lighting up this place.
When you think of skyrocketing brands like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, it's easy to credit their success to great products, sleek branding, and brilliant marketing. But here's the overlooked secret. The real magic lies in the engine behind the scenes, the business powering their business. For millions of brands, that engine is Shopify, making selling seamless for them and shopping effortless for us. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Aloe Yoga uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/retail, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/retail to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/retail.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
We're reconsidering everything right now. What is time post-COVID? What is truth in Trump's America? Is You've Got Mail secretly a movie about a creepy gaslighting stalker? We can't answer the first two questions, but we have opinions about the third. We on Hot and Bothered are revisiting romance movies of the past and asking, what were these movies teaching us? What did we not even realize they were teaching us? Hot and Bothered is me, Vanessa Zoltan, a pop culture critic and nice lady with opinions, and Hannah McGregor, a bona fide professor of media studies, loving love stories, and also just a little bit concerned. Come listen to Hot and Bothered.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Okay,
this meeting is being recorded.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Edna White, and I am your host for Keeping It Real on Purpose. This is the place where real people talk about real things with real lives, real business, and real stories. and all on purpose. Today, our guest is Acacia Alexandria. Welcome to Keeping It Real on Purpose.
Hello, thank you for having me and inviting me to this.
Oh, wonderful. I wish so glad that you're here. How do you show up in the world? Let's say that first. How do you show up in the world? Because I really want to talk about something else, but go ahead.
What do you mean, how do I show up in the world? Like, could you elaborate, please?
We had a pre-show, right? And we're talking in a pre-show. I asked you, you know, where you are. So where are you in location?
I am in Memphis, Tennessee.
Oh, and what made you move there?
I was just needed to finish school. So I'm in school right now for biochemistry.
Okay.
And so I have about maybe a year. I have like maybe a year and a half. I just recently sold my house in Kansas, and now I just moved over here with my husband because his family's from here. So we kind of just.
Oh, wonderful. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so since you're showing up in the world now and you're going to be a biochemist, yay to the Black power of women in biochemistry and science. Love it. I'm so honored to meet you. Next generation of scientists. I love it. So that's how you show up in the world. I'm so excited now. I didn't know that. I'm so excited. So I want to tell my little story, audience, that, okay, I received the book. Acacia's book. And so Acacia seems, this name here seems, you know, like a universal name. So I didn't think anything of it when I received it. So of course I look on the back to see if there's a picture and there's none, but there's these two men, a blue one and a red one. So I was like, oh, this must be a man. Then I further enforced it by saying, oh, a Black man. So you know how I said never judge a book by its cover? Totally do not do that. Do not do that at all. And of course I meet Acacia and I was like, you're not a guy. So now I'm all excited, audience, on getting into this book and her authorship, what she has written in A Black Man and a Racist Walk into a Bar. So tell us, you know, about your newest production here.
So this is the first book that I ever published. I didn't want it to be that, but it's just something that has been like stuck in my head, like especially since like the whole pandemic and then like being trapped inside and then seeing the news of like everything that's happening and within like the Black community. And that kind of like just weighed on me. And I feel like I needed to like get it out. And so that's what I did. But I kind of sat on it for like a couple of years just for my own mental health. And so now I finally got it finished and like got it published. So like this kind of a huge weight lifted off.
You walk in tired and hungry. One bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors. From fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
When you think of skyrocketing brands like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, it's easy to credit their success to great products, sleek branding, and brilliant marketing. But here's the overlooked secret. The real magic lies in the engine behind the scenes, the business powering their business. For millions of brands, that engine is Shopify, making selling seamless for them and shopping effortless for us. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Aloe Yoga uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/retail, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/retail to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/retail.
Yeah, writing is a way to kind of heal yourself. And I see you know, in this book audience, it's not just poetry, there's stories. That's why I was kind of confused, because I was still thinking Acacia was a boy, a man. So I'm like, no, what is going on here? So I'm like all over the place thinking, and I'm saying, oh, this is going to be a great conversation. And normally, and my audience knows, I don't have a lot of male, you know, authors come on, a lot of male anything come on, not that many, but, you know, but I was like all excited. Not that I'm not excited that you're here. I really am excited you're here. So tell us about a Black man and a racist walking to a bar. Is this a joke? This is a joke? This starts off as a joke? Okay, tell us the story behind it.
So the whole title came from, it was during COVID as well. So I moved around a lot because my parents were both military, and we spent the most time in Louisiana. And so I like intermittently go to like junior high, middle school, but like it was never like all the way through. I kind of like leave and come back type stuff. And so I met this friend. He ended up staying in Louisiana. He like graduated college. He opened up like a restaurant and like a gas station in the little community that we're in. It was a very small town. And he kind of stayed there, and like he's like trying to help his community. And like during COVID and like all the Black Lives Matter and all these movements and stuff, he decided to have like a meeting with this like well-known racist within the community and like some Black guy. And so I don't know, I kind of like just took that as like some black man and a racist walking to a bar, because he allowed his space to have that conversation between those two
people. That's good. So let me ask you, did they become friends or allies or solve a problem?
Because one of them was very drunk during the whole thing, so it was kind of, I don't think anything moved forward from that, but.
Okay. So now we know. Well, at least I know, because I really want to know what happened afterward, because I want to know, because it's interesting. You know, things in a bar most likely sometimes don't happen really good, you know. And these two in the same room really don't work too well. So this is, I thought this was really well put together. And I'll say that because I'm an advocate too. And everything I was like, when I was reading it, and that's what made me solidify, like, okay, this is a man. So, because you were doing the Black Power all together. And I was like, yeah, that Black Power. It was so exhilarating to read through and just see this is how I feel, you know, and this is how I feel. Yeah, this is how I feel. And then it brought me back as well to the George Floyd incident. Mm-hmm. And I really cried my eyes out. Like I cried my eyes out. I had to take medication. It really hurt my heart. It changed the way I felt about a lot of things, you know. And then being alone, you know, you're hearing this on the news. You're kind of quartered off from everybody, right? And you're like, I'm just talking to people on Zoom about it and how I'm feeling, and I can't touch and hold anybody. I'm freaking out. You know, it was really a hard time, but you kind of put it in good words. And one of my favorite that what kind of brought me back is desensitized.
Yeah.
And I was like,
that one was like, I still to this day, I can't really read it. It's like, I can't read it myself, but if someone reads it for me, like, it's fine. But like, that was the George Floyd.
Yeah, it put me in the place of that. And I was like, oh, that's good. That's good. That's good. And I started, not that I was being triggered by any of it. I was like, this person is getting it from me. Like, it was perfect. Like, I felt it. And I cried. That was my ending. You know, I cried the whole time. And it was just what I felt, like, because I was seeing all that was happening, but I really cried, and I cried, and I cried, and I was like, how could this even happen to any human being? Like, I'm like, because when I, you know, when we talk about this, you know, it brings me back to seeing the movies of slavery because I wasn't there. And it's almost like, oh, you know, we saw like the George Floyd movie. I mean, the clip being played. Oh, and it's like, we're not supposed to be there at the, in the 21st century, you know? But I like what you wrote and it wrote all together. Now, what's your favorite part of this, of your writing? What's your favorite part?
Of the whole thing or just like?
The whole thing, what's your favorite part?
I don't think I necessarily have a favorite part, but I like that that I was able to like use a bit of everything. Like I was able to have a short story. I was able to have prose, some That's pictures good. I drew. Yeah, I just like that it was like not just one thing.
Okay.
It and was also like I tried cool. to, yeah, and I tried not to give too much like a negative connotation or like a triggering like things that are very triggering because I don't I don't personally don't like that, and then we see it enough already, so I was like, well, what's some stuff that I can like put in that is still a part of me and like how I view the world and stuff but still get my point across without being triggering?
I like that about, and I'm telling you, I like that about the poem Desensitized. I love that. And right after that, I think it's a in the middle, I write like two poems after that. Then I see this, what, can I show it? I'm gonna show it. Love this. I love this. I love this. When I looked at it, you know how you look, you skim through, then I was like, wait a minute. And I'm going, oh my, this is beautiful. This is really, really, oh, you have to buy this book. And this right here, no, this right here, I'm backwards. But this right here is so, you got to read the names on here. I'm not going to read them on here, but I want you to buy the book and really, you know, get into this. This will make you be like, yeah. She brings it all together, you know. And I like that. So you don't have a favorite part, but I do. So. Can you read a section for us that, thank you. That would be beautiful.
So I think the one, well, if I had to put play favorites, I guess it would be like the first one.
Okay.
It's titled, I'll Never Find a Keychain with My Name on It, which has just been like my whole life story because I don't know any other occasions and the spelling definitely doesn't do justice.
Yeah, and when we mispronounce your name and assume that you're a male, that's what you worse. But go ahead, read the story. Read it.
Okay. So I'll never find a keychain with my name on it, not unless I custom order it myself. Growing up, I never liked my name. The spelling never made sense to me, and people couldn't pronounce it right, ever. And they also had a hard time remembering it. I spent most of my time restating my name. I spent more time enunciating each syllable and even more time wondering why my middle name couldn't have been my first name. When you're young and correcting adults, it's as easy and fluid as breathing. When people ask me my name, it goes three ways. One, oh, that's a beautiful, pretty name. Two, that's different. Or three, my personal favorite, they say nothing. In college introductions, I would write my name and its pronunciation like a dictionary has next to the words before they defined it. I never asked my mom why she named me this, but she did tell me what it meant. I remember being in love with the movie Anastasia. My mom walked in on me once watching it, and she told me how she almost named me that name. As I got older, I wish she had. I was fortunate, though. Fortunate enough to where I didn't hear, that's a ghetto name. It was mostly just difficult to remember or different. I have friends who couldn't find their name on keychains or pencils. They didn't share the same fortune though. Their names were called ghetto.
When you think of skyrocketing brands like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, it's easy to credit their success to great products, sleek branding, and brilliant marketing. But here's the overlooked secret. The real magic lies in the engine behind the scenes, the business powering their business. For millions of brands, that engine is Shopify, making selling seamless for them and shopping effortless for us. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Alo Yoga uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/retail, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/retail to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/retail.
Mostly by a ubiquitous Brittany or some other girl or boy with a common name, but with the L, G, or H inserted to make it unique. I realized once as I was older that people wouldn't bother to try to pronounce or learn my name. In doctor's offices, they would come out and look at their charts with their mouths agape, like they were trying to attempt to say it, but they wanted someone to save them. But I am not Jesus, nor do I don shiny metal of armor, or so I stare at them and wait for them to try. Some people's excuse for not trying is, I'm going to butcher this, and I let them butcher it because at least they tried. Some people try as if they said it was right, and I have been wrong in the pronunciation of my name my entire life. And some don't try at all. When the later happens, I used to tell them it's all right, as if it were a mistake for me to be named my name, as if my name was an inconvenience to anyone. I used to, and then something changed. I remember a job I had where I gave everyone my last name as my first. I was used to hearing it that way anyway. However, my boss liked calling me by my first name. Not in a creepy way. He said he just really liked the way it sounded. I met another woman during my time working there. She asked me my name, and when I told her, she immediately laughed and shook her head. That type of laugh that says, no offense, even though I'm about to offend you, but the smile is just a jokey way to make it okay. Without hesitation and a stone face, I told her she could learn my name or call me somebody or call someone else to do her favor. I didn't hear from her for a week. Then one day, she called me by my name. After this incident, I thought to myself, what have I been thinking all these years, hating my given name, making it easy for people to call me what works for them, like mm-hmm. my name isn't power, like it doesn't sound like music coming off lips. So no more saving grace or giving thanks to people who try to pronounce my name correctly. I will correct them when it's wrong. I will give them an ultimatum to learn my name or call someone else. I will no longer give nicknames. You cannot call me what's easiest for you. There is power in my name, and it will be learned.
I love that. That's such a great message to go out to the world. Such a great message. I love that. That's why I heard that, you know, and of course, I'm always butchering names, right, audience? And I always say, I say sorry first. I'm going to try it until I get it right. I will try it. And I don't like someone, because my name was always butchered, and they always switched the N around with the D and said it like that, and then they used to have a rhyme for me, Edna Pedna, go drop Edna, and they used to always say that, and they used to always say that, but I didn't know where it was from. It was Living Color with Jim Carrey and all of them, and that was, they were playing in the play yard where they used to say the same thing to me, but I think it was more like a joke, pretty much. Like, mm-hmm. you know, it wasn't, we were like 5 or 6. They were trying to make up stuff. But you get older, I understand what you mean. And that's so much power that you spoke into the world, into people. And audience, you need to buy this book. So how can we get a hold to this book?
It's currently through Barnes & Noble on the website. Since I'm in school, like, I can't really promote myself or like try to get into stores like as quickly as I want to, but you can buy it on Barnes & Noble. I just finished the draft for Amazon, so by next week you could also buy it on Amazon. And then like there's local bookshops around the Memphis, Tennessee area, so mm-hmm. if you live in that area, you can like go to a bookstore called Novel, and there's also called the Book Juggler on Main.
Okay, and how can we say your name correctly?
It is Acacia.
Acacia, it was really wonderful to have you on. And we must have you on about something about names, how important it is to have names, to say the names correctly. And I'll be your first, you know, one to get on and get you know, bother me, because I always do it. And it's not intentional. I really want to learn. So Acacia, thank you for being here. Is there any final words that you want to say? You know, tell our world.
They can pronounce your name. So if you have a unique name, it's still beautiful. Just ensure that people pronounce it correctly. Like, there's so much power in your name. Like, you were named that for a reason. Just believe in your name.
Okay. Well, audience, you heard that. And this brings us to the end of our show. Thank you, Acacia, for being here. And
thank you.
If you want to find anything about me, you know I'm around, people. EJW Coaching. Just look for me. Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, and Facebook. Love you much, and we hope to see you real soon. Bye for now.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, everybody, I'm Naomi McParrigan.
And I'm Andy Beckerman.
We're a real-life couple and a real-life couple of comedians. And we're the hosts of the podcast Couples Therapy.
We're the only comedy relationship podcast ever. Yeah, I said it. And we're so good, we've been written up in both the New York Times and we made Grindr's list of top podcasts.
Yes, we're giving you that high-low appeal. Trust. On the show, we talk to guests like Bob the Drag Queen, Angelica Ross,
Bowen Yang, Janelle James, Danny Pudi, Darcy Carden, Paul F. Tompkins,
and more. All about love, mental health, and everything in between. And we answer your relationship questions. We are two unlicensed comedians just trying to help you out.
So open your hearts, loosen your butts, because we got a lot of laughs
and a lot of real talk just for you.
Download Couples Therapy wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
For 25 years, Brightview Senior Living Associates have been committed to creating a vibrant culture and delivering exceptional services, making Brightview a great place to work and live. If you're looking for a rewarding opportunity to serve your local community and grow, we want you to join our team. Brightview Senior Living is growing and actively seeking vibrant associates to join our community teams, including directors, healthcare, activities, hospitality, and dining. Apply today at careers.brightviewseniorliving.com. Equal employment opportunities. Text BVJobs to 97211 to apply.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.